This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wa Usalli Wa Usallimu Ala Manbu'itha Rahmatalil Alameen, Wa Ala Alihi Wa Sahbihi Ajma'een, Assalamu Alaikum Wa Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuhu. I'm your brother Abu Abdissalam, speaking to you live from the blessed city of Mecca, that is Makkah al-Mukarrama. And here we are, and can you believe it? This is actually the 200th. This is actually the 200th video. I think there's some echo happening here. This is actually the 200th episode of. That has been broadcast on YouTube. Now, bear with me. I don't know why there's an echo. Yeah, where is that coming from? Abdurrahman, are you on? Have you got something going on? Because we can hear an echo. Oh, it's gone. No, it's back. Can you guys hear me? Let me know in the comments, in the chat, whether you guys can hear me or not. I think what I'm going to have to do. There you go. Let's try this. I don't know why I can hear myself. There's a really horrible echo here. I don't know why it's happening. But anyway, it's going to annoy me, I think. But let's just get on with it. No, I can't do this. There's some crazy echo going on. I don't know why we're getting all these technical issues. Anyway, this is the 200th video on the YouTube channel. Now, on Facebook, we've got a lot more videos because we put a lot more effort onto Facebook. But on YouTube, we've only really been streaming not too long ago, not for too long. So on YouTube, it's not that. Basically, it's only 200 videos on YouTube. But... he got caught when the camera moved. Alhamdulillah. So today we're going to talk about something very special. But before I do that, can you guys just let me know if you can hear perfectly fine? Is there an echo? Is there no echo? Let me know in the comments below. Is there an echo? Is there no echo? We have Raihan says, I can hear you. Chubby says, there's an echo. Oh no. Muhammad Izzuddin says, I can hear you. Where is this echo coming from? Yeah, I don't understand why there's an echo. There is some really horrible echo coming here. And I don't know why. Is there an echo, guys? Can you guys? Okay, so most people are saying they cannot hear an echo. So it's just going to annoy me and I'm going to have to deal with it. But before, we've got a really important episode to talk about. We've got 159 people watching live across YouTube and Facebook at the moment. But before, what we're going to talk about is tawakkul in Allah, trust in Allah. Now, this concept is so, so, so important because many people, they end up getting, you know, upset, depressed, overwhelmed because of not really understanding this concept of tawakkul or trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before we begin, I'm going to bring in our brother Abdurrahman, Sheikh Lee. Abdurrahman, are you there? Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So Abdurrahman, what I want you to do is recite something, maybe the beginning of Surah Ar-Rahman. Bismillah.
البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء مرفوعها ووضع الميزان والشجر يسجدان وأقيم الوزن والأرض عهدنا الشجر يسجدان فيها أقيم الوزن خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخر فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم.
جزاك الله خيرا عبد الرحمن ما شاء الله اللهم بارك. This brother has an amazing voice. اللهم بارك. May Allah keep you sincere, brother. Bear with us with the technical issues, guys. I met عبد الرحمن. Stay on the line, عبد الرحمن. Stay on the line. I met عبد الرحمن in Hajj, at Hajj last, I think it's like almost exactly a year ago. Maybe 1 year ago today or tomorrow or something, right? Is that right, عبد الرحمن?
Exactly a year ago.
Yes.
Do you remember?
I do remember. We met outside the toilets in Mina, I think, or outside the tents.
Exactly. Outside the tents. And I think you're walking towards the toilets.
Yes, yes. And then we met like two or three times that day.
I remember. At that time, I actually lost my voice from doing the takbirats very loud.
Yes.
When you're
yes.
watching.
And mashallah, how old are you, عبد الرحمن?
I'm now 19 years old, but when I met you, I was 18 years old.
Mashallah, mashallah. And where are you studying?
I study medicine abroad in Ukraine.
Mashallah, in Ukraine.
But I currently live in UK.
Mashallah, mashallah. Awesome. Anyway, so this is our brother, عبد الرحمن. You've done hifz, is that right, عبد الرحمن?
Yes,
or
sir.
Or you're on the way? You done it or you're on the way?
No, I've done 29 juz, and now I've stopped to do maraja'ah.
Mashallah.
So I'm going to solidify all my previous, like maraja'ah, and then I'll be able to do my final juz'ah, and inshallah, I'll become a hafiz al-Qur'an.
Allahumma barak, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you ikhlas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let you do really well in your medicine degree, inshallah. And I'm really proud of you, bro. Jazakallah khair. It's really awesome. And brothers, Allah ybarak fik. I'll see you soon, inshallah. I might bring you on later on,
inshallah.
So just keep an eye out, okay?
Okay, of course.
All right.
No worries. Jazakallah.
Okay, guys, bear with us for these technical issues. I do apologize. I'm just getting used to all of these commands and buttons. We've got the tech team. Led by a young man over here who you guys must have seen. He got into the shot wearing an Etihad FC t-shirt, which basically means United, by the way, for those of you who are wondering. But alhamdulillah, that goes to show one thing that I really love about this brother, عبد الرحمن, is the fact, let me take this off, is the fact that, you know, he's combined between deen and dunya. MashaAllah, Allahumma barik. La quwwata illa billah. You know, like, and that's, sometimes we get people that really focus on the deen, which is a good thing, and other people who just focus on their dunya, on their studies. But here you have a young lad who, mashallah, he's done hifz of the Quran, he's almost finished muraja'ah, you know, revising it all, and at the same time he's doing a degree in medicine. And mashallah, Allahumma barak, we've heard how amazing his voice is. Okay, guys, can you still hear me? I know there was loads of echoes and stuff. I realized what the problem was. The problem was actually my fault. I had a window open in the browser that was kind of broadcasting the live stream like 20 seconds earlier or 10 seconds earlier. So that's why we were getting this echo. So I do apologize for that, and you know, hopefully lesson learned lesson learned about tawakkul. Okay, tawakkul means trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This basically means that we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is, you know, He is the one that has written everything down. And nothing will come to us except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it down. Right? Except that Allah has decreed. And if any good comes to us, then it's from Allah. And if any bad comes to us, then of course it is because of what our own hands have earned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has decreed that. And ultimately, brothers and sisters, there is nothing which is called absolute bad. There's always good in every single situation. And I'm going to talk about four attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Four attributes of Allah that I want you to really think about anytime that you're feeling down, depressed, upset. And all of us go through hardship, right? Every single one of us will go through hardship. Allah says in the Quran, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That Allah is the one who created death and life to test which of you is best in conduct indeed. So, you know, this world has been created for that very purpose, you know, for a test, right? And so we're going to go through trials and tribulation. And we look at the ayat that Abdurrahman, he recited at the beginning. And one verse, basically it says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Allahu Akbar. This is like a slap in our faces. Whenever we're looking towards things that are going wrong, we need to think about this ayah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors, the blessings, the ni'mas, ala, فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. Which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Can you deny your life? Can you deny the fact that you have Islam? Can you deny the fact that you're breathing? Can you deny the fact that you've been sinning your entire life? And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not yet punished us. He's given us a chance to repent. Can you deny the fact that we're breathing? Can you deny that we have a roof over our head, most of us? Can you deny that you have food and drink, most of us? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So whenever you are feeling down, then think about the favors of Allah that Allah has given you. And then you will naturally have tawakkul in Allah, that if Allah has provided for me for this long, then surely this is, you know, then Allah is going to continue to provide for me. And we all forget this sometimes. We don't forget the concept, but we focus so much on the difficulties that we're going through at that moment in time that it kind of overwhelms us. And sometimes we may suffer from burnout, right? And this is natural. Many of us will go through this. But the question is, what are the attributes of Allah do we need to think about? The first attribute that we need to think about, number one is, you know, the fact we need to ask ourselves, does Allah know the trouble, the difficulty that I'm going through? Does He know the difficulty that I'm going through? Yes or no? Right? And of course the answer is yes. Allah is Al-Alim. He is the All-Knower. Right? So this is number one. Allah is Al-Alim. He's the All-Knower. He knows what I'm going through. Number two, does Allah have the ability to stop the difficulty that I'm going through? Does Allah have the ability to stop it, to put an end to it? Of course. Of course Allah does. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah is able to do all things. He's Al-Qadir. So this is attribute number two. Allah knows what I'm going through. Allah has the ability to change my situation. Number three, we need to ask ourselves, is Allah more merciful to me than I am, or am I more merciful to myself? And we will find that, of course, Allah is more merciful to us than even we can be to our own selves. Allah is Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, the bestower of mercy, the most merciful. Nobody has more mercy to us than ourselves. In fact, some of the early Muslim scholars said that I am so grateful that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is judging me on the day of judgment and not my mother. Because Allah's mercy is even more than my own mother. Allahu Akbar. And we all know the mercy of the mother. Right? We all know the mercy of the mother. And yet Allah's mercy is far, far greater than any of us could possibly be, or even our mothers can be towards us. So Allah knows the situation I'm going through. Allah has the ability to change it. Allah has more mercy to me than I have to my own self. So why am I in this position? Number four, Allah is all wise, Al-Hakim. Who has more wisdom, me or Allah? Of course, Allah. So when I'm going through a hardship or a difficulty, I should remember that it is indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is most wise. So the difficulty that He's putting us through right now is for a greater wisdom. And I'll give you an example, brothers and sisters. Imagine that a man, he goes to the hospital and he sees the doctor, and the doctor says you have some kind of disease like gangrene or something, and you're going to die in 6 weeks' time. 6 weeks you're going to die. Of course the man's going to be really upset. But if the next day this man, the doctor calls him up and says, listen, there's a possibility that we can save your life. He says, how? He says, we need to chop your hand off. We need to chop your hand off. Will this man be happy or will he be sad? Of course he will be happy, because his life, inshallah, is going to be saved. But will he feel the pain of his hand being chopped off? Of course he will feel the pain. But he understands that the doctor is chopping his hand off not because he wants to punish him. The doctor is chopping his hand off. Why? Because he wants him to what? He wants him to live. It's for out of mercy. The doctor knows that he's going to go through pain when he chops his hand off. He has mercy to him. He has the ability to say, I'm not going to chop off his hand. But he does it out of a greater wisdom. Why? To save that person's life. And of course the person's going to feel pain because of his hand being chopped off. May Allah protect us all. But at the same time, he's going to be happy that his life has been saved. And this is like a trial or a tribulation. When we go through any trial or difficulty or hardship, we need to remember that Allah knows what I'm going through. Allah, you know, has the ability to change the situation. Allah is more merciful to me than my own self. And Allah is more wise. So there's a greater wisdom about why I'm going through this difficulty. And perhaps one of the wisdoms may be that, you know, we are now raising our hands more so in dua to Allah. Maybe we will seek forgiveness for our sins. Maybe we're getting closer to Allah. But here is the question. If we know about these four attributes, Allah's knowledge, Allah knows the situation I'm in. He can change the situation. He has the ability. He has more mercy than I have. He has wisdom. If we know about this, why do we not trust in Allah? And that is why. Why do we complain? Why me? Why am I going through this hardship, etc., etc., etc.? It means that our tawakkul in Allah is weak. Our trust in Allah is weak. We don't really trust Allah. Because if we did trust Allah, then we would know that, okay, I'm going through this bit of pain, but there's something better. And if I trust in Allah, Allah has promised me in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever has trust in Allah, then Allah is sufficient for him. So then Allah, if I have trust in Allah, then I know that Allah will get me out of this situation. Now it is natural that sometimes we will find ourselves feeling upset, feeling down. Maybe we need to cry, we need a shoulder to cry on. This is natural, this happens, okay? We are humans. Even the Prophet ﷺ, he cried when his son Ibrahim radiallahu anhu passed away. And the, you know, Aisha radiallahu anha, one of the Sahaba, they asked, you know, and he replied that this is mercy that Allah has put in the hearts of his slaves. This is from mercy. Okay, my brothers and sisters, so it's natural to feel, to feel upset. But what we need to do is we need to make sure that we, you know, the key thing that we need to make sure that we're doing is that we are trusting Allah. Let me read some of the comments that we have here. Muhammad Shailia says, Sheikh, I love your channel. Jazakallah khair, may Allah accept it. Ansumana says, I can hear you from Germany. MashaAllah. Omaha, that's Mihor. I'm not sure how to pronounce your name, my bro. Mihor. Let me know if I pronounced it correctly. Chubby Sean says, I can hear you. But Ayad says, yes, we can hear you and see you. Lots of people saying different things. Okay, there's a few questions here. I'll come back to some of those. By the way, guys, if you're not already on the Discord server, make sure that you join the Discord server. That's where we're chatting. And that is basically where you can put your video ideas and your questions. Okay, so I'll put a link in the channel now. So just click on that link, join the server. It's totally free, of course. You can join us. We chat there. You can put your video ideas, your questions and all of that in there, inshallah ta'ala. So make sure you guys are on there. The link is in the comments or the chat below. So let's read some more comments out. Quite a lot of comments here. Hello from Qatar. Wa alaikum, hello. Rashid Muhammad says, you're good. Lots of people saying it's clear. Abdurrahman Man says, assalamu alaikum, inbox me. You can write a message to the Facebook page and one of the team will reply to you. We get a lot of messages. Unfortunately, I'm not able to reply to them, but there is a team that deal with those messages, inshallah. Kerala, India, that's Pachu Abdurrazzaq. May Allah put you and your family in Jannah. Ameen. Jazakallah khair for your beautiful comment, Muhammad Shailia. Do you have any advice for students who have exams and are doing hifz? Keep up the hifz, okay? Don't give up the hifz during exams, okay? Even if you cut it down a little bit, maybe you will get barakah in your time and more things will settle in your mind when you are continuing to read the book of Allah. And there is always barakah, there's always blessing when you are reciting the book of Allah. And that was from MH. I'm in school, I got a break, says Muhammad Izzuddin, mashallah. Muhammad Shailia says, I'm at home. Where are you guys? Let me know in the chat where you are. MH says, mashallah, may Allah increase you in knowledge. Ameen, ya Rab. Muhammad Izzuddin says, AA brother, may we do another hangout? It was fun. Muhammad Izzuddin, yes, we can indeed do a hangout. What you need to do is come into the live call, okay? Come into the room which says live call. In the Discord, and then I can bring you on into the room, okay? Into the waiting room, sorry. Come into the waiting room, then I can bring you into the live room, and then you can speak, inshallah. Don't forget to make dua for our brothers in Lebanon, says Idris Francisco. Yes, indeed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Lebanon. Muhammad Izzuddin says, it doesn't matter, MU should just get the trophy now. Are we saying glory, glory, Man United? MashaAllah. We're talking about football now, huh? Sheikh, is Makkah safe? Alhamdulillah, Makkah is safe. Muhammad Shailia. Boo Arsenal, says Muhammad Izzuddin. GGMU. Europa League tomorrow. Indeed, let's hope we win that, inshallah. I think we should win tomorrow's game, but we're 5-0 up anyway, so it's not a big deal. Inshallah, I think you should play the kids. Play the kids and, you know, let the other players rest, inshallah. Okay. Jigdem Duar, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Unturkler, is from Turkey. I'm really sorry if I have not pronounced your name correctly, my brother. Forgive me if that is wrong. Sheikh, I make dua for you and all Muslims now make dua for me, Shailia. Indeed, I will, inshallah. May Allah bless you, my bro. I'm actually Sharif / Rodney from Omaha, says Miwar. Sheikh, sorry, it will not work for me, says Shailia. You are amazing and I always wait for your live stream. But Ayat, I'm really not amazing, but Jazakallah khair for your kind words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me the way you guys think I am and better, inshallah, and forgive me of my sins and that which you do not know about. Hira Aqsa says, Assalamu alaikum from Pakistan. Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Sheikh? Alhamdulillah, I'm good. How are you? Shaykh Allah, may Allah protect you and your family against the disease, says Idris. Ameen. And all the Muslims, may Allah protect us all. Ameen. Someone says, it doesn't say the name, it says, I'm from Angola, Africa. MashaAllah. Is not wearing a niqab a sin, or is there a punishment for not wearing a niqab? There is a difference of opinion among the scholars. Many of the early Muslim scholars, they held the view that niqab is obligatory. Many of the latter scholars, they held the view that it is not obligatory. But there is a difference of opinion among the scholars. Muhammad Azuddin says, I follow on Instagram. Awesome. We haven't actually got the Instagrams live. We'll try and get that up soon, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum from UK. Much love, says B. Wa alaikum assalam, my bro. I'm presuming you're a brother. And much love to you as well. Let me just see. So I'm going to... Abdurrahman, are you around? If you are around, come back in the room. I want you to recite again. Who wants Abdurrahman to recite? Say so in the chat. Where are you, Abdurrahman? Let me message him. He seems to have disappeared. Abdurrahman, you there? I don't know where he is. Maybe he's... Yeah, his phone might be off. That's the problem. I told him. Okay. Anyone else want to volunteer? Is tattoo haram in Islam? Says Samina Askari. Wa alaikum assalam from Dubai. Samina, yes indeed. Tattoo is, because they are, there are two types of tattoos. If a tattoo is a permanent tattoo and it changes your body and it becomes permanent, then this is of course haram. Those tattoos which are temporary, then they're not haram, as long as they're not pictures of things that might be haram, like you know, like a human or an animal or something like that. So or a cross or you know, a skull or anything that's haram, you can't do that. But anything that is not haram, then that is perfectly fine. Let me see who wants to hear Abdurrahman recite. Let me know in the chat. Okay, then we'll get Abdurrahman to recite. Okay, bismillah. Abdurrahman, can you hear me?
Assalamu alaikum, can you hear me?
Wa alaikum assalam. Let me put my headphones on. Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, bro. Okay. Let's hear you.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Is there any echoes or any technical issues?
No, alhamdulillah, we fixed it.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد صدق الله رسوله الرؤيا بالحق لتدخلن المسجد الحرام إن شاء الله آمنين محلقين رؤوسكم ومقصرين لا تخافون فعلم ما لم تعلموا فجعل من دون ذلك فتحا قريبا هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستواه على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله, that's awesome. عبد الرحمن.
Yes sir, yes Sheikh.
For our viewers, let me know, yes. Tell our viewers what is the best way of doing number one hifz and number two how to keep it. What's your view on that?
Okay, I've been doing hifz for many many years now, and there's one thing that I've done every single day, even on the day of Eid. Every single day I've been praying Quran to my father for at least an hour.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Allahumma barik.
That's the thing. It's all about consistency.
Allahumma barik.
That's literally the main thing.
How much do you recite? Give me your routine. How much do you recite? How, you know, do you, because a lot of people, of course, they do the hifz and then the muraja'ah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like sometimes, for example, what we did, we had to do, you know, the last five pages of what we had memorized.
Yeah.
Every day. So you're kind of going like this, you know, five pages, then the next, you know, then the next, whatever. So you're carrying on. So how what's your routine?
Okay, so what I do in the morning, I recite to my father. If it wasn't for my last juz'a, I'd have done exactly what you just said. I will go over the last quarter of the juz'a, the last five pages, and recite it to my father. I wouldn't start the new stuff, but I'll do the maraja'ah, and towards the end of our little session, I'll do the new new sabak. That's what I've taught. So I'll do the new things and learn that by heart, and then I'll revisit it later on the day.
Yeah. So you do it twice a day.
Revisit it later on the day.
Okay, yeah, good.
A minimum twice a day.
Excellent.
And but alhamdulillah, it's all good. But it varies on how much I do, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So
how much is it? Like, give me an example.
For Muraja, now I've picked up the pace, so I'll do about 3 to 4 juz a day.
Three to four juz?
Juz, yeah. Because I've got more time because there's no uni.
MashaAllah.
But if it's during university, sometimes I do a juz.
Allahumma barak. That's awesome. 3 to 4 juz a day, huh?
Alhamdulillah.
Allahumma
barak. I'm trying to be like you.
Allahumma barik. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it for you, from you, and keep you sincere. Of course, the hardest thing when it comes to reciting Quran is, of course, to have a sincere intention, right?
Yes, correct.
And how do you try and keep yourself sincere?
It's a good question.
What are the things you do?
Just be humble yourself. It's really just humble yourself to Allah.
Okay, see, humble yourself. How?
One thing is, if you, this might sound a bit weird, but if you do all of your salah,
yeah,
and all that, all of the main things, the minimum things, like you said in your previous talk, all the minimum compulsory things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to do more.
Inshallah, absolutely. And I think one thing that's really important is that whatever you do in public, always try and do something else in private that nobody knows about, not even your family, not even your wife. Abdurrahman, you have a wife?
No, not yet. Inshallah.
Inshallah. So even if you, even your own spouse doesn't know about those good deeds, right? Your children, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, nobody knows about those good deeds. You keep those good deeds totally private. Nobody knows about them, right? And then you know, whatever you do in public, then of course you try to be sincere and you try and do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, guys, we're gonna end the show today, inshallah. Now, it was really nice to have you on, Abdurrahman. Say that again.
Jazakallah khair. I was just going to say that, inshallah, when I get my wedding, inshallah, you'll be invited.
Inshallah, all awesome.
Or just the one of them.
I don't know if you'll get married after that comment, bro. All right. Inshallah, but inshallah khair. Wait, before you go, MH is asking, when he was first learning, how would he memorize it? Let them know.
So, can you repeat that again, please?
One of the brothers, MH, is asking, how did you first memorize it? So now we're talking about muraja'ah and revision, but how did you memorize the Quran in the first place? Someone's asking in the comments.
Okay, so what the first thing I do, so anything that was new to me, anything that was like a fresh pair of eyes, I used to always repeat it. First thing, before I even read it, I used to listen to it on repeat on the Quran.
Right.
There's this app that you can find on the Apple Store or on the Android Play Store.
Mm-hmm.
You just literally write a Quran, and it just comes up of an icon of the Quran, and it gives you an option to listen and recite, listen to the recitation of a sheikh. For each page, I just repeat it continuously throughout the day. Even if I'm going to uni, or if I'm going to go for a walk in the park, or play basketball, whatever, absolutely whatever, I just keep on repeating it, and then later on that day, I recite it to myself.
Mashallah.
Or I recite it to my father. And then I just keep reciting it until you get like a bit of a gist, if that makes sense. Mm. So you almost learnt it by heart. So you're halfway there. And then you just keep on repeating it until you just look out of the Quran and try to recite it. And if you're not quite there, just keep on reading it. It's all about like how much you read it. But alhamdulillah.
And one thing that we used to do is we would do a line at a time, and then maybe half a page, then the entire, you know, like one ayah at a time, and then like 3-4 ayahs that make half a page. And then you do the half a page. Then you do the next batch of lines to get the next half a page. Then you do the whole half page, and then you do the whole page. And you kind of keep bringing. Is that something that you would do as well?
Yeah, I used to try many techniques. Many techniques. So sometimes I used to do one ayah, and then I used to learn that by heart, and then I used to learn the next ayah by heart, and then combine them both together, and then I start from the beginning of the page and do it all together.
Yeah.
But it's I enjoy it. That's the thing. The difference between someone that is forced wouldn't enjoy it as much. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
It's true. So if someone didn't
enjoy it as much, they won't learn as better.
Yeah, you have to have the right intention. If you do it for the sake of Allah, you absolutely have to have the right intention, and it has to come from yourself at the end of the day. And that's brilliant advice, Abdurrahman. Jazakallah khair. Sometimes when sheikhs are telling this advice or parents, people don't necessarily take it. So it's nice to hear it from a young future sheikh and doctor, inshallah.
Inshallah.
All right, my bro. Jazakallah khair, Abdurrahman. We'll definitely try and have you on more often, inshallah. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaykum, everyone. Yalla ma'a salama.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, guys. So, alhamdulillah, that was our young brother, Abdurrahman, who I actually bumped into during the Hajj of last year. He was 17 years of age, and now he is 18, mashallah, studying medicine. And also, he has memorized the Quran. He's now revising the Quran. He has one juz left for revision. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us, all of us, sincere for his sake. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. It was slightly different. It was the 200th episode on YouTube. We've got more episodes on Facebook, but we're trying to push YouTube a bit more. So guys, make sure that you have liked the page and click the bell icon if it's on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. And likewise, if you're on YouTube, make sure you click on subscribe and then the bell icon to get notifications. And don't forget to join the Discord server. I've pasted it again in the chat comments below. Join that. I would love to have more of you guests online. It's less pressure on me to talk, and it's more fun, right? Let me know if you thought this was fun. Let me know in the comments below if you thought that was good, inshallah. On the Discord, someone has pasted a photo of one of the tech team who got caught off guard. And these, and you guys can rewind to see that if you want. So anyway, guys, I'll see you inshallah. See you hopefully tomorrow. I'm your brother. Abu, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's match day. Ooh, will I come online? That's the question. All right, guys. Assalamu alaikum. I'm your brother, Abu Abdissalam, speaking to you live from the blessed city of Mecca. Please share the video, like, and all of this. This tells the various platforms, Facebook and YouTube, to push this video out so other people can benefit. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.